Hopefully join full training tomorrow. Hopefully get no reaction. So fingers crossed. Again, apart from Chris Kirkland, we've got Sam Hutchison to train today, and the boy Deji's trained from Cardiff. So again, gives me options to either tinker with the team or gives competition for places as well, which is healthy.
So Chris still hasn't trained a full session since his injury?
He'll train fully tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have no reaction.
And Sam Hutchison, he's looking as though he's going to be on the way back?
Yeah. We'd had him scanned. The scan came back. There was a slight problem with the knee, but it's settled down. So he's trained fully today. So, like I say, he'll come into my thoughts for Saturday.
So all of a sudden you're looking a bit more healthy?
Well, like I've always said, it's competition. One thing it probably will do, it probably strengthen the bench. You can only pick 11. The 11 I'm picking at the moment are having a right good go. The subs that are coming on are having a go as well. Unfortunately, what happens, you end up with people sat in the stand, but that's what you need. You need that competition, and as it's shown, the competition is healthy for the football club.
What about the longer-term absences, the likes of Reader Johnson, Jose Semedo, Anthony Gardner, those types at the moment?
Semedo's back at the specialist next week. He's walking around with a boot on at the moment, so hopefully this boot can be taken off by next week. Anthony Gardner's doing some light running out on the training pitch, and Reader is with the fitness coach at the moment. It's going to be far too early for Saturday or next Tuesday for them, likes of them boys.
Gary Medin, him again. He scored for the reserves. He played 90 minutes as well. Have you made a decision on him yet? Do you know where he stands with this squad at the moment in terms of whether he stays, whether he plays, whether he goes out on loan? Have you come to a final thought?
Well, I was at the game, and he's feeling stronger, feeling a little bit fitter. Nothing will happen this weekend. We've got till next Thursday when the loan market shuts. There's been requests to take him, but like I say, he's our player. We've got to make sure we do the right thing for our player, whether in being involved with the first team here or being involved in somebody else's first team.
Are you leaving it to the wire then, till next Thursday?
Yeah. There's quite a few more games on Saturday, so people will always get problems. People will always take goal scorers, and Gary's proven that he can score goals. One thing I've got to make sure that we don't leave ourselves short here as well. Like I say, we need that competition. He's not quite up to our level at first team level at this moment in time, but the pleasing thing is like he got 90 minutes against Barnsley under 21s, and the clubs that want him as well. So I'll make that decision probably early next week.
Do you think he can get up to the level you need him for this season?
Well, anybody that misses the amount of football that he's missed, I think he's missed four months. It does take a while to catch up. He'll probably tell me he's ready, but when I've observed him in a couple of under 21 games, that was better the other day. What I saw against Barnsley, getting a full 90 minutes. He felt stronger, he felt a bit more energy in his legs as well. But like I've said, the most important thing is when he goes out, he does himself justice, the football club justice. But if he does go out, he's got to be playing games. I don't want him to be sat on anybody's bench. I need him to be playing football.
Is that the benefit of leaving it another week then, to have more options available to use, to sort of look down the list of clubs in for him and pick the right one for you?
Well, from a selfish point of view as well, though, we've got two important games. We've got Doncaster and we've got Brighton. So if I pick up any injuries, he might be involved in the following game against Watford. So no, we're not in a rush. We've got till next Thursday before I make a decision.
On to other strikers. Leon Best told us the other day that he'd be open to staying beyond his initial stay here at Wednesday. Is that realistic? Is that something you could look at? I mean, obviously, money and wages dictate there, but is that something that could happen?
Well, we've given Leon an opportunity to come and apply his trade. He wasn't getting a look in at Blackburn. I think he's now up to, we've just been talking about Gary Medin, I just think Leon's now up to pace of the game. He looks stronger in the games. He's been a focal point. His ball retention has been excellent. He's involved in two goals the other night. So, is anything, he's scoring goals. He's enjoying his football. We've made him very welcome here. I think it's his second spell here where he's enjoying his football. But he's not my player, not Sheffield Wednesday's player, he's Blackburn's player. Now Blackburn will have a recall on him. If they get problems, they've got a chance of calling him back. And they're getting a fit Leon Best. So at the moment, we're putting no pressure on him whatsoever. The only pressure I put on him is to play well and score goals.
It's suppose that's the frustration of loan players, isn't it? You have them, you bring them up to standard, and then someone takes them off your hands, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, there's no more example than that than Roger Johnson. Suddenly he was Wolves player, wasn't getting a game in League One football. Suddenly we're giving a game in the Championship. And not long after that, he's playing against Manchester City in the Premier League. So, but that's what the loan market does. You're never going to get players that are involved regularly for people's first team. You might get a younger boy as who's been on the bench, but more often than not, you're having to get him up to pace and up to steam by training them fully, but playing them in games as well.
While he's playing the way he is, though, and enjoying his football, is as much as you can say, is the door open for him?
Well, I think he's got 2.5 years left on his contract. That'd be down to obviously Leon wanting to stay. No, the most important thing at this moment in time is that he's enjoying his football. He's contributing to Sheffield Wednesday, and he's doing well as well.
Jeremy Allan, how pleased have you been with his performances at left back recently?
Well, the pleasing thing is we end up forced into playing him at left back. He can. I knew he could play left back, but we tended to use him one forward. But with Joe Mattock out and Reader out, and Lewis Buxton could have probably slid across there, and I could have kept Liam Palmer. But all credit to Jeremy. I think it helps having Glenn Leuvens next to him, and can talk to him and organise him. I think it helps sometimes playing on dugout side, so I can scream in his ear and as well. But it's what he's doing with the ball and without the ball has been excellent. As we saw against Burke, Burke didn't run him, as we saw the other night, when if it was O'Neill or Hoylett out there, that nobody got past him. So defensively, all he needs to do now, and Jeremy knows, is in that probably attacking final third, we just need to tidy that side up.
Has it stopped the search for a left-back?
No, never stopped looking. Never stopped looking. Ideally, you'd have one coming through your youth set-up as... But at this moment in time, Jeremy's back, he's got the shirt, and Joe Mattock ended up sitting on the bench the other night, and probably Joe will be sat on the bench on Saturday because Jeremy's performances warrant him for him to stay on the side.
Has it relieved at least the urgency then for bringing a left-back in, because he's shown that he can be very capable in that position? I suppose if he came in when you had the injury problems and he didn't perform, then it would have been a very different situation.
Yeah, like I said, you're always looking, and I'll always bring players in that are going to make the team better. Jeremy's give us unbelievable performances there. It's allowed for Joe Mattock to get back. So at this minute, left back is not a priority. I might get a phone call from an agent or from a club that we'd had tentative inquiries about a player, but at this moment, it's not an area. I'm pleased that I've got Hutchison back. I'm pleased I've got Deji back. So the competition is healthy, but we go to a game on Saturday, it's going to be fully committed. Fingers crossed we won't pick up any injuries. Fingers crossed we won't get any suspensions. I think Maguire and Lira are an 8 bookings, so they're only 2 bookings away from a 2-match ban, which I think that finishes on the 13th of April. So you've always got to have one eye on, just wondering if you're going to leave yourself a little bit short. So, and with the window shutting next Thursday, we'll just have to see whether somebody comes in. It depends on the injury front, really.
So you're not ruling bringing anyone in?
No, yeah. Not ruling it out. Never rule it out. Because, like I say, we don't know what's going to happen after Saturday's game.
In terms of other players' contracts as well, I know you were talking about Keelan Lavery and Liam Palmer, about their contract situations. Has there anything developed on that front?
I know the club are in discussions with their agents, so... That's that. The pleasing thing I've said to Liam and Caelan, concentrate on your football. That'll get sorted. We want them to stay. They want to stay. So it's down to the people upstairs now.
So you're confident it can happen for both of them?
I hope so. I think Liam's got a little bit longer on his contract, whereas Caelan is up at the end of the season. The pleasing thing is they want to both stay. And I think they've shown by their performances that... I'm a coach that will work with the players. I'm a coach that if they're putting in the performances that they'll play, and credit to them both the other night. I think they did a fantastic job for the team.
Do you think with Caelan's performances over the last week or so as well, and the goals obviously as well, has that become a bit more of an urgency in terms of trying to keep him here, because there will presumably be interest in him?
No, I think the be-all and end-all is that he's got an opportunity. He's playing at a fantastic football club. He's enjoying his football. Does he want to go elsewhere and maybe sit on a bench? I'm giving him an opportunity. There's always one worry that you do look at it and think, well, he could possibly walk away, but there would be a compensation to be paid. At the end of the day, I'm sure it'll get thrashed out between the club and the agent, and that's how it happens these days. It's not a case that me pulling Cale in and saying, right, these are your terms, sign it, or I'll bomb you out. It's a case of agents talking with chief execs.
After Tuesday, how many points do you need for safety?
No, we're chasing Middlesbrough, we're chasing Watford, and we're chasing Bournemouth, and we've got 30 points to play for.
And that's how you're keeping the focus at the moment. You're sort of aiming for those above you, and that's the way you motivate, is it?
Yeah, again, I'm a believer if you set a points target and you reach it, suddenly complacency can possibly come in. No, I've always said, look, let's chip away and claw people back into us, which we've done. We've gone past Leeds and gone past Huddersfield. Now the incentive is to stay in front of those as well, and then now the next incentive is to drag Watford in, Middlesbrough in, and Bournemouth in.
And the players respond to those sort of targets in terms of looking above them in the table.
Yeah, and I'm pleased when I see players' comments. They're all on board with us to say, no, we want to finish as high as possible as in this table. And I've said it before, we become more of an attractive club when either re-signing players or trying to sign players as well.
How proud are you with what's happened over the last few months or so?
Well, it's my job. I'm pleased. I enjoy winning. The pleasing thing, again, from a coach's point or a manager's point, is when you're working day in, day out with the players and you're working on things on the training pitch and you see them actually happen on the ground. And what's rewarding at the moment is the transition that from defence to attack, and probably from attack to defence. And I thought we've done that fantastically well against Birmingham and did it excellent against QPR as well.
I think the other day I saw that if the Championship started when you took over, Wednesday would be fifth in the table. Do you ever sort of sit there in a quieter moment and think what could have been?
Well, no, because it ended up Dave was the manager, and unfortunately the results weren't as good as we wanted. But I'm grateful for this opportunity. But we can all say what ifs. But I'm not a believer in what ifs.
Big game this weekend. It's a good game, I suppose, for the players to avoid what happened at Yeovil in terms of the complacency, I think, that you levelled at them after that game. In terms of the focus as well, it should help with it being a big occasion as well.
Yeah, I look at it. I know we're taking an unbelievable following and very, very grateful for the time and the effort and the money that the supporters put in to come and support the team. And it'd be very similar probably to the Huddersfield atmosphere, because we took a great following there. It's bragging rights, Yorkshire, bragging rights. They got one over on us, we battered them here and they nicked the game 1-0. So my challenge to the players is, look, we need to for me to feel better, we need to get 3 points.
Do you try and remember that game then? You actually try and use it as a form of motivation?
Well, yeah, my job is obviously looking at the games that we've played, the opposition that we play. I saw them play against Watford. They beat Watford 2-1 the other week. But I also re-look at the games when we've played them. And the disappointing thing was a game that we probably should never got beaten, but it just smelt as though we might get done on a counter-attack, and which we did. But we're full of confidence. We're playing well. We've scored 7 goals in the last 2 games. We've got various different scorers. We've got players that are enjoying the football and playing with confidence as well.
Do you try and repeat what you've had at home over the last few weeks, the last week or so, in terms of the goal scoring, the style of play as well? Is that easy to copy away from home?
It is. You need that little bit of luck. One thing that we have done, we had a great, great unbeaten run, and then suddenly we threw all that away with our performance at Yeovil. And then we've performed very well at Wigan and got nothing out of the game. So I don't ask the players to change anything. The pitch sizes don't change or anything like that. There's 2 goals out there and there's 11v11. Just win your 1v1 battles. There might be a time, there might be a 10-minute period where you're under the cosh as such. You've just got to see it through and lock onto you the man that you're playing against and nullify his, and then work yourself back into a game. But the pleasing thing, like I say, is that we're going to go into the game with a belief that we can win, and the belief that we've got a very, very good squad of players that are pulling and rowing in the same direction.
It's interesting, though, when you look at Doncaster and their only away win this season, I think, came at Hillsborough. They've been so strong at home. They've beaten some big sides this season.
Well, it just shows that we went to Yeovil and I'm a great believer in hard work before ability, and we didn't do that, and we got found out. We've played QPR the other night, and I felt the hard work was there, and then the ability came out on top. I probably felt that was probably the most important thing that we needed to do to QPR, to test them if they were willing to come to Hillsborough and work hard. And I just felt we were on the front foot. They had a lot of fair possession in the first half, but like I said, the transition from defence to attack was fantastic. And then if we did lose the ball, it was the effort, the desire to try and win it back. And I'm a great believer, let's win it round their 18-yard box rather on our own. And that's our same thought process going to Doncaster on Saturday.
Where are they strong, Doncaster?
You got a fox in the box in Billy Sharp, who's done it throughout his career. But if we cut out at source, if we can starve him of the ball. But one thing you do know is he reads things, he gambles. They're an honest bunch of lads. They're playing 4-4-2 at this moment. They've got the boy Wellens in midfield who can hurt you with his passing, who can dominate the game. But they don't fear us. I'm more important what we do, and we go and impose our style of play on them.